This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
UEFA Euro 2024 on RNIB Connect Radio. No matter who you're supporting, catch up on all the latest news and results on RNIB Connect Radio.
Hi everyone, and welcome along to episode 6 now of the RNIB Euro 2024 roundup show here on the Connect Radio network. And today we've got some great guests again to chat about the two semi-finals that happened across Tuesday and Wednesday night. A couple of really exciting games, probably the games of the tournament, so plenty to talk about there, and obviously look ahead to an exciting final which is coming up on Sunday night. So to go over the games in the semi-finals, we've got Andrew, we've got Maka, we've got Alessio, and we've got Billy. So yeah, we'll be chatting about a couple of comeback wins for Spain and then England, and to set up that final. So first of all, I'll come to Billy to chat about that Spain game on Tuesday night. So Spain obviously coming back from a goal down to France to win 2-1 with quite an exciting match. How did you make it?
Yeah, overall, I think Spain have been the most impressive team in the tournament in an attacking sense. And France have been the most defensive throughout the tournament. So it was a really exciting game to watch because Spain managed to break the most defensive team in the tournament. And it's been cagey throughout the tournament, I think. It's been very cautious. But that game on Tuesday night was just a different class, really exciting to watch, and Spain has managed to win that, and what a goal from the youngster, that was just superb.
Yeah, so 16-year-old, you mean Yamal, scoring the equaliser for Spain with a cracking goal. What did you make of that, guys?
I'd probably go along with Billy saying that Spain's probably been the best team at the tournament. Although I got it clearly wrong because I picked Germany to win the whole thing. But Spain have done what they needed to do ultimately. And they've got there, whereas France got there by playing a lot of conservative football. And I think throughout the group stage, I think they hadn't actually scored a goal. Because I think the goals that they did score were actually own goals. So, there's been a lot of pressure on their manager, Deschamps. Fair play to Spain. Viva España.
Andrew, Alessio.
Yeah, I mean, Spain are probably the team to beat now. They've had an unbelievable tournament. Obviously, they're in Italy's group, which is a bit annoying, but they've completely dominated that group. And then, obviously, they had a quite easy game against Georgia, but then they've beat Germany, they've beaten France. And looking at England, I think that'll be a tough game, but I think Spain are probably favourites now.
Yes, I agree. I think Spain probably are favourites. I was glad they beat France. I wasn't. I think if France had got to the final, I think it would have been a bit of an injustice for the whole tournament because they haven't really done anything for the five games previous to that. So I think it would have been a bit unfair. Certainly on Spain, like you said, they play more exciting football, which should make for an exciting final. Both teams, I think that the last night was more exciting because the Dutch wanted to play a bit as well, although they didn't in the second half, but it should be good.
Yeah, so Spain progressing on Tuesday night against France. So they reach the final on Sunday, and they, of course, will be taking on England, who progressed from last night's semi-final against the Netherlands, where they too went down a goal quite early on to Xavi Simons, a 25-yard pile driver, I think is the proverbial term used to describe these kind of goals. And then coming back with a penalty decision, which I'm sure none of the Scottish lads on the call will have anything to complain about, as Kane brought it back to one each. and then eventually getting the winner in the 90th minute or so with an Ollie Watkins, really nice goal. So I'll start off with you, Andrew. Did they put you through the ringer again?
They did, but I mean, the first half was a lot better than we've seen in the whole tournament. So I did get the feeling that something would happen. The penalty, it wasn't a penalty, was it? It was it was the VAR that gave it, but I think that the more they look at those decisions, the slower they look at it, the more it looks like a foul. And I think Ali McCoy said it right. He said really Kane's kicked the defender and not the other way around. But, you know, I suppose you take the roughest move. And then second half was a bit dull, but I was extremely glad that they they took Kane and Foden off to swap them for Palmer and Watkins. And it Watkins, what we've been talking about before, that's exactly why someone like Watkins should be playing, because he's a he's a, in a nice way, he's a killer. You know, he's a proper striker that could put the ball away. And, you know, he did it against Arsenal for Villa a few, you know, a few months ago. You know, just ran up to one end of the pitch to the other and just finished it off, and completely does the, you know, does everything you want him to do. And so does Palmer and a few of the other guys. So much better. I actually enjoyed it.
I think, you know, as a big Scotland fan, I've not really an interest in England, but I personally think Southgate got it wrong last night, because he left Bellingham on and he had him playing out on the left, and Bellingham really, you could tell, just didn't want to play there. Andy was walking a tightrope because he got booked. And then he took Foden and Kane off, and you're thinking, well, you've left Bellingham on. He's 21-year-old. He's kind of hot-headed, and he could get sent off. So he took a massive risk. But luckily for him, obviously, England pulled through in the 90th minute. But I was a bit disappointed with Holland in the second half. I felt that they could have had a goal a lot more. And they just sat behind the ball. But that's Ronald Koeman for you. His tactics are so defensive. They're probably even more defensive-minded than Steve Clarke. And that's saying something. So I think England, the way they were going, probably were always going to get that result, because they would just keep battering, like banging on the door. And they eventually got through. And yeah, don't we know it?
You got your Spain shirt ready for Sunday.
Well, I'm gonna have a Spanish omelette for my tea on Sunday, and I'm practicing my Spanish pronunciations. And after this podcast, I'm going for a siesta.
Alessio, what did you make of the game last night?
Yeah, it's very similar to the Switzerland game, really. I think England first half especially did very well. The Netherlands, I mean, their only chance at half was the goal, which is a very good goal. I thought it was a bit more even the second half. The Dutch had a few more chances. Pickford made some good saves. And then, yeah, England got it right at the end. So, I mean, I didn't want England to win, but I guess they deserved it.
Looking ahead to that game, obviously on Sunday at 8 o'clock, and actually, as Billy rightly mentioned about the audio description commentary through the app, so I think it's just worth giving that another plug to anybody listening in and not quite sure where to find that. So if you download the Euro 2024 app on your Android or your smartphone, then it's in one of the kind of settings. You scroll down to, it's one of the bottom parts of the settings or the options on the app, and it's audio descriptive commentary. As soon as the game goes live, a few minutes before the game goes live, you can just tune in to that and listen to the audio descriptive commentary while having the game obviously on the TV, so as well. So obviously worked pretty well, Billy, you think?
Yeah, there's a few tabs in the bottom when you get into the app, and it's the last one saying more. You tap on that, and then you swipe through the options, and it's quite easy to find. It's just his audio description commentary, and you tap on that and the commentary starts. It's quite easy.
Was there a delay on the commentary from your phone to the TV?
Most times when you watch watch football on the telly, and you've got radio commentary, there's about a minute delay or more, but the audio description commentary was about 10 seconds delay.
Oh, right, that sounds good.
Yeah.
The Scotland versus Switzerland game, I jumped up, I went mental before everybody else when we scored, because obviously I was listening on the radio and they were all on the TV, so I knew that we scored before the TV did, so that in itself was a surreal experience.
So I get you moving on to the final on Sunday night. It's Sunday at 8 o'clock. It's Spain versus England. And yeah, obviously, winner takes all. So we'll start with a fan of one of the teams that's going to be in. So England, Andrew, what are you making of? Or what do you think Southgate should do with the team in terms of, obviously, he took a couple of big changes late on in the game yesterday. Took some big risks made some big substitutes. Do you think he'd go similar on Sunday?
I think he'll start with the team that started the second half. I think he'll probably start Shaw in defence as he came on, didn't he? So I think he must be fit enough. So I reckon he'll start, but that'll be it. But I'd like to think he would, you know, perhaps at the start of the second half or after an hour, he'd be more willing to change, you know, to perhaps bring Watkins on or Tony, because you know you can see how it worked. But then sometimes players like that don't always work out well from the start. You know, sometimes they react better from coming on as a sub, you know, being a hero. So perhaps, you know, it's worked so far, although some of the games have been a bit dull. But I think, you know, there's no point changing it drastically now. You might as well carry on.
Alessio, you've said already you'll be back in England on Sunday night.
No, I won't.
sorry.
English media gets me. So I think I think quite an even game. Anything can happen in a final, but I think Spain have the edge.
And Billy, do you think England have just kicked into form at the right time? Do you think they'll get it over the line, or you reckon Spain will still have too much?
I wouldn't say they've kicked in at the right time. I just think they've been a bit, as the Scottish word here, spawny. Lucky.
Yeah.
I just still think Spain have too much in attacking wise. I just hope they don't attack too much and leave too much space at the back for England to get a lucky winner or something. But yeah, I'll be back in Spain.
So I guess if England come out on top, you'll enjoy the roundup podcast after that, Andrew, if it's 3-1 here.
I'll come on my own.
Yeah, I think you will be. Okay, nice one. Well, thanks again, gents, for your contributions today on the podcast. And yeah, we look forward to the final on Sunday night. That's again, it's at 8:00. Check out the audio descriptive app, commentary through the Euro 2024 app, definitely, through recommendations of Billy. And I've tried it myself and it worked really great when I tried it earlier on in the tournament too. So definitely worth giving that a shot. So good luck, England. Good luck, Spain. And we'll chat to you after. Thanks, guys.